What's up, everybody? Welcome to Her Game Network. I am your host, Jazz. We got Millie.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Man, you know, I'm still, you know, having to get over the loss, you know, the loss of my Sunday championship game. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know.
I know.
I'm over it, though. We midweek, you know, so. You know?
Yeah, see. Yeah. My thing, though, I was rooting for both teams, but I was UConn a little bit more. I'm a Husky, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
You know, I mean, honestly, like, don't, like, you know, love Geno, love everything he's done, you know what I'm saying, with that, you know, that organization. Love Paige, like, don't get me wrong. It's some dogs out there, you know what I'm saying? Strong was going crazy. So, you know, I'm happy to see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy to see that they won, but. You know, I'm gone. I'm South Carolina. You know, once LSU is gone, you know who I'm going to next. You know what I'm saying? USC was out, you know what I'm saying? And it sucks, you know, what happened to Juju and everything. Like, that was actually heartbreaking to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
That was super heartbreaking.
Man, you know, I turned the game. I went to sleep. I was like, nope.
You know. Just to see her, you knew she was in pain too. It was just, prayers. Like, she's gonna come back.
Crazy. Like, she's literally, and I won't even say a comeback. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's definitely going to dominate. She's going to have so much to prove because everybody feels like, you tear ACL, you're no longer the same. You're not going to ball the same. Like, what? She's going to – everybody, the way that she balls, it mimics Kobe, right? And we already know Kobe done had numerous injuries, ACL tears, all that. I'm talking about pain has always elevated, and that's what I think is going to do. Like, I just think her game just going to continue to elevate. Like, this right here, you know, it's just a little, you know, a little stepping stone. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like, you know what I'm saying, had they, you know, not lost Juju, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know who was on my bracket. You know what I mean? You know who I, you know. So, you know,
They held it down, though.
Oh, they did.
They held it down.
They would have, like, honestly speaking, UCLA, shout out to them, but you could see when they played UConn how much of a team that they were dogs during the season, but everybody knows, like, during those championship runs, those tournaments, it shows the true you, bro. It shows the true you. Like, UConn
ate them up. Geno said, oh, they only giving it to Lauren, double her.
That's all they had to do. They took her out the game. She was over with. They doubled her, tripped her. Like, you know what I'm saying? UCLA, because I really don't feel like UCLA really has a lot of, like, strong guards. They had, like, Lauren Betts is there. You know what I'm saying? They special weapon, you know?
I mean, you got Kiki Rice, too. She do what she's supposed to do, but I kid you not, the star of this tournament, though, is Sarah Strong and with her mom had on her shirt, foot around and find out.
Yeah, no, that was actually hilarious.
Nobody had answers for either of them.
No, they went crazy. They went crazy. They show, and you know, like I said, like at the end of the day, me being a South Carolina fan, a Dawn fan, like, They depleted the whole team, bro. Like, they was having their way. It's like, it did not drop. I was like, yo.
Yeah, they had a lot of shots not falling.
Yeah.
And on top of, UConn just wanted it more at the end of the day.
Yeah. But I had a lot of
answers for those two at all.
I ain't gonna be the devil's advocate or nothing, but we already know what that was about. Everybody wanted that Cinderella story for Paige.
Hey, I did too. I ain't gonna lie. And don't get me, because I am a South Carolina fan at the end of the day. But when they playing UConn or Tennessee, I'm sorry. I've been a fan of them way longer than.
Right. No, yeah. So, I mean, ideally, like, in calling a spade, a lot of people weren't South Carolina fans until Dawn took over. You know what I'm saying? The, the Oregon. So Ava got there. Yeah, facts. I saw that when they announced Dawn of being the head coach, that's when I started to watch, only because, of course, like, she was like a, you know, black woman. Yeah. So I was like, hey, let's see. You know what I'm saying? Because at that time, it wasn't really too many black women on a coaching on the collegiate side. So I was like, oh, okay, you know. And I knew Dawn from playing, you know what I'm saying, when she played in the WNBA, because, like, you know, she was dope. So that's when I started tuning in. But we all know, like, it wasn't, you know, roses and petals. You know what I'm saying? They were still the bottom of the barrel. But, yeah, she took an organization that was a nothing and turned it around, you know, so.
Yeah. I was looking at, like, the stats from the UConn and South Carolina game, and Joyce Edwards, shout out to Joyce Edwards and Tessa Johnson, because that was the pieces of those games. They was scoring points wasn't high, but what they did on that floor was everything.
Yeah. Yep. I definitely, like, you feel me? I definitely agree with you on there, because it seemed like a lot of the times, like, was nobody else, like, showing up for real. A lot of the times from South Carolina, like, it wasn't – Malaysia didn't even really have the best game, you know.
No. She was strong.
Yeah, she didn't get a lot of playing time, though. I do, you know.
Yeah, she only played 18 minutes.
Yeah. But she didn't, you know, I didn't see her as being her best self. But what I will say is, you know, shout out to all them teams, the Final Four, you know what I mean? Like, shoot, the Elite Eight, honestly. Like, those were some, like, a lot of people like to look at, like, you know, if you don't make it to the Final Four of the championship game, like, you know, it's overlooked. But you have to realize, like, those are the top eight teams in the nation. Like, it's not nothing small. It's not even the Sweet 16. Like, those are the best 16 teams in the nation. So it's like, you know, shout out to all those girls. They definitely need to pat themselves on the back, those teams, for getting that far. Like, Maryland, like, teams that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, NC State.
Yeah,
it's a couple teams, like, just to even be just on that platform alone is just, it's hard to get there.
Yep, it's very hard. Like, you gotta one, you have to have a dog of a season. Then on top of that, like, you have to rank at the top of your division. It's like, it's so much that goes into it. So to get that far, all those ladies, they did a phenomenal job. I loved March Madness this year. Like, ooh,
this was lit.
The best March Madness that I've watched. So, like, they kept me entertained for sure. Like, whole time, every game.
Yelling at the refs. All, like, you see what they just did?
Man, it was crazy. It was definitely
phenomenal. Yeah, I was lit the whole entire time. Like, I can only imagine next season, but this season it was. We got the two teams we wanted to play. We got the rematch we wanted.
Yeah. Not a lot of different results, but hey,
I was like, I was cool either way. I was like, I'm happy that South Carolina was gonna make history, and I was happy that Paige was gonna get her chip. So I was cool either way.
Yeah.
But just sticking with like college, we had another tournament that was not, you know, the WinBit is for the women's, and you got the NIT, but UNLV played in that.
Okay, you're right, right. You know, they had a phenomenal season. They had one heck of a season. So you know.
Yeah, gotta talk about my girls. But nah, I just want to just say before we even like dig into the, like those two games, but they like y'all had a phenomenal season. Like the outcome is not what like you guys wanted. Because I'm biased. I'm not supposed to be, but I'm biased. But now I'm proud of y'all. Y'all did y'all thing. Like, I can go individually and name each player did, but I'll be here all day.
Right.
I'm proud of y'all. I know I told some of y'all in person, but the ones I didn't, like I said, I'm proud of y'all. I can't see what y'all do in the future. Next season, some staying, some are not. But we ready. But those, the last two games, the Hawaii game, I was like, kind of like, girl's big.
Yeah. No, yeah.
We gonna have to run.
They pulled through. You know, I actually wasn't expecting them to lose that last game. I wasn't expecting that. I was actually taking that. Whoa, what's going on?
Now that the Florida game. Oh man.
Yeah. At one point, it was just like, yo, am I watching the same girls? You know, like it
was cooking.
Yeah,
but you know what? I think what happened too from the first half and the second half of that game. First half, don't get me wrong. Like the whole entire game, they played Lady Rebels basketball. The whole entire game, I've been wanting them to play the way that they played that game. The second half of the season, because they. The last couple games before the tournament even – before the Mountain West tournament even started, they was playing like crap, respectfully. Right. They wasn't playing like themselves. They was playing like they wasn't really together in a sense. Like, they wasn't playing like themselves. It was like the last – I think the last the tournament for the Mountain West – game, even when they played Wyoming, it was playing like hot potato. Like, I just was like, bro, if somebody don't shoot the ball, they was stressing me out. But what this game is like, they played the entire time, literally everybody that showed up. I think with that second half, Florida started hitting threes like it was no tomorrow, and they kept making them and making them. And making them, like, they didn't miss.
Yeah.
Like, even when it came down to the wire of the, to the buzzer beater, like, it was like she lost the ball, so we trying to scramble for the ball, they got the ball back, she heard the quick passed it, and boom, shot it. And I'm just like, and made it, and I was like, and it was a three, so it was like,
yeah.
The whole game, it was just,
yeah.
But in that tournament though, those games, I do want to shout out, Alyssa Brown. I want to shout out everybody respectfully, but Alyssa Brown, you played your butt off, dude. Like you played like that was your last game. Like even like the entire, you had your heart on your sleeve the entire time. Like you balled. Like she had 11 rebounds, 17 points.
Yep.
Going crazy. And then you got Rachi with 24 points. And then you had Kiara, 15 points. And then McKenna stepped in. Aaliyah stepped in. Metal stepped in. Metal, I never say anything bad about Metal.
Yeah.
She gonna go crazy next season. I can't wait.
I feel like they all kind of, you know, showed up. But at the same time, like, I've watched them throughout the season. Of course, shout out to you. You feel what I'm saying? For putting me on them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, I love women's basketball. So, like, it was great to, like, see a team that I've never seen before. Yeah. And I've watched them throughout the season. I've seen them ball. Like, the numbers that they put up, it just seemed like with against Florida, it just wasn't clicking. And then, like, when I'm like, all right. Then going into the fourth quarter and they was down, I'm like, all right. So then I started, you know, the momentum. It felt like they would pull close, but every time they would pull a little bit close, it's like Florida had an answer. And they answered, like you said, was threes. Like, it's like how, like, you know, and a lot of the times it's like you – it sucks, but it's one team that won it way more than you do, you know. And then – unfortunately, that night it seemed like Florida wanted it more because it was like,
yeah, that fourth quarter, it was like, yeah, we just about to shoot. Yeah, we gonna let it fly.
Yeah, and they wasn't scared to put, you know what I'm saying, a rock through the net. They were shooting.
Yeah, because even like with Kiara, she was had like a bad like shooting couple games, and I'm super glad. Like, I was hoping for her numbers to be something crazy. I wanted her to be like, I told one of the guys, I was like, if she pulling numbers like Harmony Turner did, she was 7 for 22. I was like, I don't care. I was like, as long as she shoot the ball, I was like, that's all I care about. But she was 7 for 15 that game. So I was like, she shot. She did what she was supposed to do. Like her navigating, like when shots wasn't falling for her, she always finds a way to get everybody else the ball and make everybody else on the court better. So
exactly.
Shout out to Kiera for sure.
They all did, you know what I'm saying? They all did their big one for sure. Like, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, sometimes it comes down to who wants it more, and it sometimes shows at the end of those games, like especially those close games, and Florida just took the
I think what it was too, I think it was like one of those, oh, it's a couple seconds left. We lock in, they ain't gonna get the shot off. I think it was like one of those.
Yeah.
They end up getting that. Like, long as this person don't get the ball, we good. And guess who got the ball?
Like, I said, oh my gosh. I'm like, oh.
I was heartbroken with them because, man. But like I said, I'm proud. They did.
Because until you always got to think about it. Like, everybody, everybody hates buzzer beaters. Like, what? That is the worst way to lose. But you always got to think about it. If you play your game that whole 40 minutes, it will never come down to a buzzer beater. Unfortunately, like, it seemed like Florida played their game. That, you feel what I'm saying? They it seemed like Florida just played their game the whole 30 plus minutes. And it seemed like to me when LV came in and started to play their game,
that last quarter.
Yeah. Cause even going into the fourth quarter, I was like, yo, what is going on?
Yeah. Like, it was like Florida kind of stepped it up a little bit and we kind of got cold that second half. So it was like, bro.
shout out to Florida though, man. Florida, national champions. Of course, I wanted Houston to win, but we, you know, I wanted Houston to win. It was a couple of sketchy calls going on.
Hey, nah, it was some skill. Yeah, I agree.
Sketchy sketches going on. There
was some fouls that should have been called. That kind of, but not so. Speaking of like UNLV, just college in general, we got players that are entering the transfer portal. UNLV has three: Amarachi Gibson, McKenna Brackens, and Macy Spencer. And it's in the portal. It says it's two more, but they haven't physically announced it yet. So I'm not gonna say anything until they put something up like, "Hey, I'm leaving."
Right.
I'm low key hurt.
Yeah,
but I get it. I do get it. Unfortunately, UNLV is like one of those schools where people don't really look at if it's not the men's basketball team, which sucks because mm-hmm. I'm coming to scout at a team that won 4 season championships and 3 Mountain West tournament championships.
Yeah.
I'm coming to scout. I'm coming to, but people don't come look here, yeah. which is crazy.
And I feel like that is pretty crazy. But again, I think what they're going to have to do to really put themselves on the map is really go all the way. Feel me? Like, they got to have one heck of a season. Like, almost, it was just crazy, like an undefeated season. Something like what UCLA did, pretty much, lost 2 games, I think. Because ideally, yeah. nobody really recruits. Like, even from those big schools. Like, you got big schools like UCLA that we don't have a lot of draftees from. You find what I'm saying? It's not
right. True.
But now, eyes are on UCLA because what a phenomenal season they had. And I feel like UNLV probably has to do something similar, something above and beyond, and go like undefeated. Because like you said, it's a lot of great talent there. A lot of great talent. I've never watched a game until this year. And to finally tap in, I'm like, yeah, I'm tapping in every year. Like, they're a great organization. So, but you know, which is why the transfer portal is crazy as it is right now. Because these athletes need to be seen, you know. It's great that the WNBA is expanding the way that they are. Like, I love mm-hmm. that for them. I love that for the girls because we need more teams because there's so many talented girls that don't get the opportunity because you only got, about 10 teams. You got, a 12, you know, player roster. You know, it's not a lot, you know. So,
yeah.
It's great that we're doing these expansions, and yeah, that transfer portal was looking crazy.
It's looking crazy. It was like 1,300 in the transfer portal right now.
Man,
1,300 is crazy. One
work is crazy work, and to like, but I get it though. I get it. Like, you know, like for example, let's talk about it. Haley Van Lift, boom. What a way to go out. What a phenomenal way to go out. And was in the transfer portal multiple times. She started off at Louisville, went to LSU, did not do a really great job there. And then, boom, ended up at TCU and took TCU, a program that has never made it to the Elite Eight, and then took down Notre Dame. Like, come on, bro. That is a Cinderella story if I ain't never heard it. So the transfer portal was like super duper. It's great for these kids, like, you know, the women and men, because, you know, from the men's side too, it'd be a lot of people in the transfer portal that actually excel at the next, you know, at these other get that light on them, like, you know. So
that, and I think with Haley too, LSU was not the school for her. It was not the school for her. I always thought she would have just stayed at Louisville, honestly. But her going to TCSU was like, that was a good choice for her. Like, she thrived there.
Her number started to drop at Louisville, though. And then her number started to drop. And I think that she needed to be surrounded around somebody that wasn't the primary focus on the offense. So I think that's why, because she had to facilitate. She had to do so much more at Louisville. And then going to LSU, she felt like she could still shine. She had
help a little bit.
Exactly, but she had help. And, of course, who don't want a championship, right? So LSU had just came off their championship run. So, boom, you know, and you're still around. You're still at the time. You had Angel Reese there. You still had Flauge. You know what I'm saying? You still had, like, phenomenal players that were still playing at LSU. You know, so – what? And then that next season, doghouse. Like, what? LSU lost, 3 games, maybe? That next following year, when it was on that two-peat? Yeah, to try to do the two-peat. But yeah. So I feel like, you know, we already talked about this. I still ain't ever gonna get over the fact that she let CeCe cook like that. You feel what I'm saying? That dango game, boy. She going down the court like, what do you want me to do? Woo, bro.
She said, I don't know what y'all want me to do. She said, Shorty keeps shooting these threes. What y'all want me to do? Want me to poke her in the belly or something? I don't know.
The same thing Raven did in that championship game. She locked down CeCe like I ain't never seen nobody lock down.
Man.
So I'm extremely happy for finally. Like it's dope to see what she did for TCU and
facts.
We got what Olivia headed to TCU now. Shocker.
Redemption school or what? That's the school where we go to you know.
School to, you know what I'm saying? Go out with your Cinderella story. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting at, man.
Let's like pause for like 5 seconds because what you think is going on at Notre Dame? Ole Miss is another school I'm kind of concerned about too. But what you think going on at Notre Dame? So why why do you think she was like, all right, I'm gonna head out? And it's a couple of the players that left too.
Yeah. Cause we got old girl going to LSU. Can't think of her name, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sorry, y'all.
Right, yeah, my bad. Yeah. It's a lot of people I'm trying to say, you know, like, come on, all right. Y'all know who I'm talking about. But I don't know, you know, I wanted to like, you know, and one thing is Olivia did get on and she did say her and
Hannah is cool.
Yeah, they cool. You know, it's no animosity or anything like that. And I don't know. That's crazy because it wasn't like Olivia wasn't the star of our Notre Dame. Like it wasn't like she was lacking anything in the sense like she didn't fit in with the program. So it's kind of hard to think. What you think? Like, what you think could really, the only thing I can be thinking about is the coaching staff. It's always something that comes down to the coaching staff or maybe the dynamic of the environment of the players, but it didn't seem like anything like that. So
the last game was telling though, to me, just the chemistry alone, actually the last couple of games, to be honest, but that last game that they played told me a lot. And it was like, why is Olivia on the bench? We both even said that. We literally text probably like at the same time, like, why is she on the bench?
That didn't make
any sense. At that point, it's like, yeah, you probably just checking out.
Yeah.
Coach-wise, it's probably like, yeah, I'm just checking out. We going to take her out, let her sit, whatever. But I think it could be that. It could be a chemistry thing for real where it was – a chemistry issue and we just wasn't aware of it because that game was a chemistry issue.
Yeah.
And Hannah, like, she's a phenomenal basketball player.
Facts.
But that game showed her age. it really showed her age. And which is actually, you know, good for her, right, to have that type of game because she can learn from that and grow from that. And know what not to do next time around.
Yeah.
But yeah, she really showed her age. It's just, to me, I think it could be us just reading in too deep to it. It could just be her like, all right, I just want to just take my talents to South Beach, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've all seen it done before. We've all seen it across the league where, you know, some people just, you know, take their talents elsewhere. Which, you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. But it did make you wonder a little bit as far as to, like, why. Because it was just so sudden. One, a lot of people thought that she was going to, you know, the league. So, you know, I'm thinking she's going to be number two pick, you know. And then, boom, I'm entering the transfer portal. Boom. So that means you're not going to the WNBA. Okay.
So do you think – because a lot of people, well, I'm going to say this first. Do you think if she is going to stay another year, do you think she was just trying to make her, you know, be the number one draft pick for next season?
Yeah.
And then you got a lot of people that's saying, oh, she's just trying to stay for the NIL money.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, look, look, to the people who don't know, these people are not, like, these athletes are not staying for the NIL money. They're not transferring for the NIL money. I know some schools have a higher NIL rate than some other schools. Yes, because right. they're getting seen more on a bigger stage. Absolutely. But when they go into the league, that's that now turns into endorsement.
Right.
It doesn't, like, they it carry, if they, if the brand that they are under or with want to continue when they go to the league, then it will just transfer into an endorsement. And
it don't change. Yeah. It go from NIL to endorsement, yo. It's just names, bro. You know, like, nobody missing out.
Yeah, just a name.
Nobody's missing out on nothing, y'all. Like, oh, they want to stay and get a little bit more NIL money. And then, I sometimes understand, like, the likeliness in college of the image of some of these players. No, like, the whole NIL and endorsement thing, y'all. Like, y'all got to stop having that. You know what I'm saying? That, that picture of that narrative that all these players are simply staying to keep NIL money. Yo, NIL money turns into endorsements, yo. Like, you got players like Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, a ton of other players. You know what I'm saying? Even a dude that came out of the league that played for Philly now. You know what I mean? Like, he still got his polished. You know what I'm talking about? He just played for Philly now. You get what I'm saying? So now it's an endorsement. Now he could make more money, maybe, you know, less. But these players ain't really staying for the NIL. They're going to get them endorsements. It's going to keep coming. That's not the narrative, y'all.
Yeah, y'all tripping. back, because we definitely did like a whole little turn. Our bad.
back, we don't have with
the I know. the portal though. It's crazy. It's insane. It's just Ole Miss is like, you got six players in the portal. What's going on?
What is going on?
I think Utah was another one, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was like 14 teams. I might be over exaggerating. I had to pull it up. My bad, y'all. But it was like, 14 teams, that had six or more players in the portal.
In portal, yeah. It's crazy though. It's crazy. But I love that for the players though. Like, I mean, it has its downsizes and it has the downsides and the upsides. Like, right, like. You know, back in the day, you know, you used to stay with a team, you used to grit it out, get through it, you know, but we got to remember we ain't back in the day no more. You get what I'm saying? A lot of the transfer portal wasn't as easy and accessible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, once you took a scholarship to a school, like, you, if you left that school, like, you wouldn't get money at a different school. Like, it would be harder, you know? It's way different, y'all. It's way different. Like, and again, you always got to remember, a lot of these athletes are there for athletics and, you know, I mean, great that you're going to school, you're getting an education, but we got to remember, a lot of these athletes are athletics first. So they got to go where they feel like they can get the most eyes on them. So sometimes it can't be about sticking it out and thugging it out, you know? So,
yeah. So I'm gonna play devil advocate. So we had two players that spoke on the situation. Nay and DeJanay Carrington and Diamond DeShield.
Right.
Both said the same thing but different things.
Right. Okay, I saw that. So I mean, Diamond DeShield probably should sit this one out because she's transferred. So I don't care the reason why the transfer happened. Nobody cares who transferred. So why do you feel like their transfer is anything different than yours? It doesn't matter. You play for two teams.
So I think her point was, because everybody was down her throat I think her point was, what I took from it was, everybody is transferring all willy-nilly multiple times at that, and it's really no loyalty anymore. And you got these alumni coming out, pouring into the, you know, into the teams and stuff like that. And it's like, for what if you just gonna up and leave?
So I mean that. Pause. That's like any other corporation, right? Like,
I mean, of course.
Alumni, ideally, you're supposed to give back to your school, not because of the athletic program. You're supposed to give back to your school. You're supposed to pour into your school because that's the school that gave you the path to where you got a degree, whatever the case may be, because you can't be an alumni unless you have a degree. But so right. That whole idea to me is literally I'm trying to think of a word, but that whole idea, I'm just going to say that idea just doesn't make sense, because an alumni, yeah, I get it. Athletes give back, but they give back to the program. Like, that's just like a student staying and then graduating. Are you saying that because they graduated, or some students go and they get like, you know, depending on what school,
pour back into the school. So at that point,
right.
But so I looked at it like this after she said that. I was like, okay, I get it. Cool. But sometimes that's a good thing, because yeah, you coming into the school as an alumni, I'm a player, and you coming in pouring into me. Yes, I decide to leave. But little do you know, the game you gave me only made me a better player. But unfortunately, this program is not for me. I need to go over here and explore that. But I appreciate it for what you did over here by giving me, you know, game or whatever, teaching me, showing me the ropes, whatever the case is that you did. But yeah, I get it. But I also feel like... Go ahead.
I'm just thinking, because as an alumni, why are you pouring in, why are you pouring specifically into a certain like individual? You're supposed to be pouring into the school as
pouring
a whole.
Into the whole.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that's how I feel. Like, if I give back to my school, I don't care about, like, you know, like, I mean, so if I give back to like my school, my math program, my math department, right? Because I have a math degree. So if I give back, yeah. I'm focused on
January, y'all. No. All right, my bad. Go ahead.
No, for real. Oh, but I'm focused back to my school and my department elevating, right? They get more resources. When you get more money, you get more resources. So you get more money, you get more resources to gravitate to better talent. Like, I don't know. I mean, I get it, but why are we pouring into specific people as an alumni? Why are you doing that? Like, I get you're supposed to go back. You're supposed to look out.
You know, pour into the team, look out. But you know, sometimes you do, as a, depending what position you play, right? You're going to latch on to probably that person that plays your position, and you are going to pour into them a little bit more. Then you're going to pour into the rest of the team. Because you still going to pour into the team. Don't get me wrong. It's just this person, because y'all play the same position. Or it could just be not even the same position. It's just you could probably just see something in them. Or they were just like you. And you just want to pour into them more. I mean, you know.
So is that not more
that's
like
my dad.
So is that more like a, that's more like a mentor. Could. You're excited no matter where this is.
True.
We're rooting for this person. So why are we caring about what, you know? I don't know. I don't get it. I get that take on it, right? But that's how she feels. And she's
all right. How do you feel about I don't even know if you saw what DJNA said. She said, I'm about to paraphrase heavy because I don't know word for word. I'm not about to pull it up. Sorry, y'all. But she basically said it should be like, if you transfer, you should have to wait after your freshman year to transfer. So after you stick it out after your freshman year, sophomore year, I think she said after your sophomore year. Either way, after your sophomore year, you transfer. Or if you transfer, you get a one free transfer. And then after, if you transfer again, like Haley did, then you have to be redshirted. How you feel about that?
That's stupid, too. Like, I don't understand their takes. That's like telling the WNBA, you can't trade me. You have to, like, a clause that you can't trade me. No, bro. The only difference is in college, people can't get traded. So they transfer. Like, what do you mean? Like, oh, I got to trade my shit out. Bro, what? How you gonna... No, that's that to me.
So back in the day, it was like that, though. It was like that because I know when I transferred, I had moved back, so I was in the sticks back in Wisconsin, and they was about to redshirt me. We had found some loop around, but because I transferred, I was about to have to sit for the year.
Right. They did used to do that, right? But they saw that that was dumb, right?
It was a workaround. I was happy. I was like, I ain't transferred for nothing. Y'all said I was going to be able to play. Everything was clear. Woo-woo.
Because if you have a great player transferring, why am I going to rush at them about some, like, we all got to remember things, you know, as times continue to change, things evolve. You do have players and great players that go to school initially off of certain things. Maybe the school doesn't work anymore. Maybe the program that they wanted to get their degree doesn't work anymore. A lot of people don't always transfer based off of, you know, athletics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, athletics. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sometimes things just don't work out at schools. Maybe you too far away from home. You homesick, so you want to get a little bit closer to your family. Like, and you, there's another great program. Like, I don't feel like being redshirted. All that is bluff. Bluff. Huff.
Yeah. Just let me play. If I feel like this program is not for me, or even like just the environment in general, it's not even just like the basketball.
Right.
Taking it out. It's just the environment alone. It's not what I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Because that's what I ended up doing. I was staying there in Canada for school, and I ended up just moving back closer to home.
Because I was
homesick. I was far.
Yeah, like, come on, man. But I respect everyone's point of view, but huff for sure. Because what?
She said y'all crazy.
Or the NBA and say, yo. You can't trade me, because, you know, and then you get traded to a team that you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Because again, these players are getting scholarships, so they are getting paid just like, you know, you do in the NBA, WNBA. You play these players to transfer to your school. I mean, of course, once they transfer, they get there, you know, they work things out, but that's like you transferring to in a WNBA, you transfer in and you gotta sit out. But we still paying you. What? That's a waste of money.
Man, let me tell you something. I go to a whole new state in a pro league, and I got to sit. Let me tell you something. No, I'm not sitting. I'm sorry. I can't.
Let them do them, you know? I don't think either one of the statements made 100% sense. Like, especially... if you transfer, like, what do you mean? Like, you don't even have room to talk, like, you know?
And they is a grad transfer, too, just so
now, everybody knows.
It's different. Yeah, it's different.
Because ideally, and then, like, Ivy League, too. Like, old girl that plays for UConn, you know, you can only play 4 years, I think, in Ivy League. But if you transfer to, you know.
Yeah, you could play.
Play five, up to five.
Dude, which... sidebar, I thought that was so dope of Princeton to show up for her the way that they did. Yeah. Like, that was so dope. Yeah. Like the whole, like y'all, you
championship. They better show up. But no, that was dope. Like to cheer her on, you know. Yeah,
that was dope.
Yeah,
that was cute or whatever.
That was cute or whatever.
That was cute. But all this freaking, it's so much. We got the draft coming up.
Yeah,
all in the mix. Everybody in the portal. Half of the players didn't even say where they're going yet. But
right.
The draft. We got the draft on Monday.
On Monday, excited. It's in New York, so you know it's a vibe. I'm excited. You know who I'm really excited to see though in the draft? Anissa Moore. Like I
like her.
I love her game, boy. I love her game. And everybody talk about how small she is, but you feel what I'm saying, for her position. But Shorty be having her way in that lane. You hear me? She be having her way. I would love for her to go to. Like, you know, maybe drop down a little bit in the draft and maybe just stack and draft her. But, you know.
Hey. Here you go.
That's not going to happen. Wishful thinking. But I'm excited, though. I'm excited.
If y'all new here, Millie is a Chicago Sky fan.
Oh, you already know. You know. Y'all know how I'm coming. You know. Sky. We're gonna have a but I'm gonna stick beside them. I'm gonna stick beside
as them. As you should. You know, the aces in the sky, they cousins, so it's fine.
You know, I'm excited though for this WNBA, you know, season. I know it's not a lot, you know, we could really get into, but I'm excited about this draft. I'm excited about these ladies, you know, we got Paige going number one. And to me, The switch up has been crazy with, you know, these players, like we just talked about entering, you know, the transfer portal and then some, you know, not declaring the draft. So,
yeah.
Some declaring, you know, so I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm ready for the season. May can't come quick enough.
Facts. Sidebar. Another sidebar. Why I was on Threads, because you know I'd be on Threads.
Yeah.
Why? I don't even mention who it was, but why somebody put they did like a mock draft thing. They put Sedona Prince at number 3.
Wow.
I don't know, but that blew my mind. I was like, did you not see how she played this entire respectfully, but she's not good to me. And it's not, that's all what she got aside going on in her personal life. Basketball wise, it's a no for me, respectfully. I can name 100 other players respectfully. That's better than her.
Yeah.
Number 3 is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Especially just how she just played that last game, too.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know who I feel like, did she, I think Georgia, she played for Kentucky. She declared for the draft, right?
Did she?
Last time I checked.
Yes, I think she did.
Now, that's a little silent, little, you know what I'm saying? But Shorty be balling. She had what, 34 points, I think. She dropped the 30 ball against Liberty at one point. Like, it's so crazy because I only watched play when they play KSU, Kansas. Okay.
You gotta go back and watch the Oklahoma game.
She was ball. See, I missed. I definitely did miss that game.
Balling is a understatement.
She was balling. Okay, I'm gonna have to go check that out though. Now that's a little sneaker upper. You know what I'm saying? Like if she is, you said she's going. I feel like she'd be a nice pickup. Whoever grab her, you know, because she's definitely a decent guard. So,
Tanaya Rivers is another one I'm excited about too.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
I like Sonya Rivers.
Yeah. Yep. It's gonna be dope to see who really come out and stuff like that. But yeah, Sonya Rivers, she did her big one. You from San Francisco NC State? She definitely balled. She definitely balled. You know what I'm saying? She be doing her big one. I watched her last season. That's when I really, really started to watch NC State, and she definitely nice. So
yeah,
good one.
Sarah Ashley Barker. I don't even think, did we talk about her in the last pod? I don't know if we did or we didn't, but I think we were texting, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. I was not familiar with your game.
Yeah.
I was not familiar. I'm actually pretty excited about her because I end up just going back to watch. Because Alabama, I honestly, that's probably like one school I really didn't keep up with for real. Mm-hmm. But I went back and tapped into a few games, and yeah, she really liked that.
Yeah, for sure.
She put that team on her back. That's what I think, that was that the last game they played. That's what made me like, girl, I wasn't familiar. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. She be balling. Definitely be balling for sure. But yeah, I'm excited. We're gonna definitely have to, you know, tap back in once that draft over. But I'm excited. I'm excited about this portal because next season is gonna be even more phenomenal. This season was crazy. Women's sports is doing what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Tanaya going to South Carolina. So,
that is, yeah. How are we over? Look, we almost, it's so much. How we miss saying that?
So much. And that's crazy because that's Shorty did what she needed to do this season, bro. So having her, you know, and her and Raven played in high school too. Malaysia. Cook City.
Malaysia don't need to leave, y'all. She don't need to leave. She don't need to leave. She don't.
Yeah, nah, she don't at all.
She don't. She don't need to be in nobody's transfer portal because of somebody else coming. It's Dawn got it, and Dawn gonna make it work.
Dawn always got it. You know what I mean? And Dawn, we definitely trust. You feel me?
Facts. Well, man. Is that it before we get up out of here? Did we miss anything?
I think that's it. We probably missed out of a million people in the transfer portal. We probably missed a couple names. But listen, y'all, we're excited, though. We're excited for everybody that's coming out. Continue to transfer, though. If it ain't fit.
Look at the advocate here.
If the glove don't fit, your mustard quits. You hear me?
You stupid. Go ahead and transfer. You wild.
Nah, like, yo. Hey, y'all, listen, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, whatever we don't say, we'll mention it next time, y'all.
Right. Just tune back in because we, listen, once the draft, once the W, oof.
We're going to see who the Aces get in their second round, you know.
Yeah, they probably ain't getting nobody.
Nah, I don't know. We might. We lucked up. We lucked up.
Yeah, for sure.
We lucked up. Let me. I don't know what they going to be looking for, honestly, because it's like, we don't really need too much, and now everybody can be like, "Oh, well, since Cheyenne says she's pregnant and not playing for the season, we need another big."
Yeah,
we don't. I swear, we don't, y'all. Y'all just want somebody that's high name, popular, that can get it done. Y'all got to remember, we like when Candace Parker was here, she only played a few games, and we won without her. Kia stepped up.
Yeah,
I gotta stop. Put some respect on Kia's name, man.
Yeah,
Kia was coming off an injury, when Meg was starting, it made a huge difference. Meg helped. Meg is a scoring big.
Right.
It's just, we just got to have some trust. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. That's all. Argue with your mama, not me. All right, we leave it for real because I think that was it. Because the more we sit, look, we gonna
the
keep
more we sit, the more we.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. We go catch y'all on the next one. Remember, stay positive. Tell somebody you love them. And peace.
Chicken grease.
Chicken grease is crazy.